I want my 5280 gig now!
Studios. It is Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here and my table of companions, Sir Toucher Butts.
It is Monday, my dudes.
Dow.
It's always Monday in my heart.
Special guest Red, of course.
Yeah.
Double A run. Private Cheeseburger is busy.
He's on a mission.
Fighting French fries.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Where? Why was I not invited? Hello?
It's not that kind of fight.
Not
it's
that
a,
kind of fight.
He's a ketchup bath.
He's wrestling with them right now as we speak.
Like, is it like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, but
like
Aaron?
Like horrifying? Yes.
Oh, it's like a horror movie as opposed to like a cute film. Okay.
To be fair, yes. that kid's movie was like a horror movie for me. I did not like it.
No, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 was more of a horror because of the fact they had faces and they were, I don't know. I can't do that. It just creeps me out.
Anything that changes the entire atmosphere of the planet that drastically is horrifying to me.
I understand. I can. Okay.
Even if it's something benign like food.
Here comes a giant.
Like greasy pothead food.
Get down.
It just. No, I can't. Mm-mm.
So I would say you should never watch that movie high because you're just gonna get really hungry.
Be sure to join us next week with our sponsors, the Alamo Drafthouse Littleton Cinema. It is board game night, and we will be there.
We will be there.
With excitement,
or
jovial
whatever we can muster
enthusiasm.
Up.
I'm going to fight everyone.
It's true.
Fight you.
She gets feisty when she gets hungry.
If she does not get her popcorn,
heck yeah, dude.
There's hell.
Okay,
to pay.
I feel like once you eat Alamo popcorn with real butter, and you go to like a regular movie theater like Century or something,
it's poor.
Yeah, and then you're just like, what is the meaning of my existence anymore when I can't even eat popcorn the same way again?
Well, and. I'm such an addicted to popcorn. I'm such a fanatic about it. And yes, it's true.
Like, you know, your different kernels and stuff.
Yeah.
To the kernel?
It's fucked up.
It's really horrifying, honestly.
It's like, this is garbage. Instead of like a tea connoisseur or like a coffee connoisseur, he's like a popcorn connoisseur.
He's like the wine connoisseur.
of popcorn?
Yeah, but it's popcorn. It's like this pretentious bullshit.
There's three things that I take very seriously in this world. One is popcorn. Two, chicken wings.
Just stop. You're making
it
weirder.
But is it like, is it just like, is there like a specific type, like cooking wise?
Yes,
like
chicken.
Fried?
The chicken.
No,
any
like fried or, okay.
Well, it depends on the sauce.
Like karage? Are we talking like karage or something?
You've heard him. It depends on the sauce.
It depends on the sauce and the preparation. It's
such a pretentious thing to say.
You know what?
I mean, but like, have you had karage?
Yeah.
That stuff's really good.
It is very good.
Korean fried chicken is also really good, too.
That is true. But I've had it where the sauce was a little overdone and it was too sticky and overly sweet. Yeah. I don't know if they knew what they were doing or they just had some dumb white guy back there that didn't know what he was doing for sauces. But
okay, I gotta tell you something.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Okay. Never mind. I mean, it's true, and I probably should tell you, but it's a little too actually. So I'm just gonna, let it go.
Well, actually,
I'm actually.
First of all, how dare you?
I told that story to somebody the other day.
Wait, what story? Hello?
So Aaron told us a couple weeks ago about the actually guy, and he just basically turns to the dude and just says, shut the fuck up! So a friend of ours, kid, does the actually, and I'm like, oh my god, no.
I would start giving them nicknames and stuff like that, even though it's like not their actual names. It's like you. It's either a stranger or even your own friend, and you're just like, Patricia, shut up.
Shut up, Karen.
No one cares about your sale.
It's Karen or Susan, isn't it?
Shut up, Susan. Nobody cares.
Apparently my friend has a nice friend named Karen, so I guess I'll go with Susan.
Susan's good.
I don't know a nice Susan.
No. We have our final for the bracket this week, which is up. It is Avengers, the first one, versus Avengers Infinity War.
So apparently you guys only like the big Avengers ensembles.
I think so.
Okay, fair.
And I'm
really surprised Deadpool got beaten by Homecoming.
I am too.
I was all like, I thought Deadpool was going to be the shoo-in winner.
See, and I thought that was the dark horse. I thought for sure that
I didn't think it was a dark horse. I thought it was like, obviously, we all just love Deadpool.
Right.
And people apparently are sick of Deadpool, so what do I know?
I don't know if they're tired of it, but I think they just liked what they saw. I mean, Deadpool, it wears on your patience after a while, I think.
You bite your tongue.
You do bite your tongue. Jesus. How dare you come into this household?
I'm going to at you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
At me, bro. At me.
Yeah, I'll geek you.
I'll geek you.
Calm down, nerd.
Calm down, nerd. I mean, I guess that makes sense. I'm surprised people aren't like Spider-Man'd out because there's so many movies.
And Spider-Man was barely etched out by Infinity War.
Yeah,
barely.
Yeah.
It was close. Much closer than I thought it was going to be.
Okay, in terms of Avengers movies, what do you guys prefer, the first or the second one?
Well, this is the first one that made it all the way through.
Okay.
So, and then it's Infinity War, which is the...
There's three of them, right?
There's four, technically.
There's Avengers. There's Avengers 2.
Yeah, that's the Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron was the third one.
Was it? No, because it was Infinity War, and then it's Endgame, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
My timeline's not completely fucked up, but I thought there was two for some fucked reason.
But what about Civil War?
That's Captain America.
That's
just under Cap. All the Avengers are in it, but technically it is Captain America.
Nah, I'm going to fight that one.
I still like the first one. I'm not going to lie. It's just like because I kind of like the
building. Where it all began. It kind of gives you the, you know, the feels.
Like
It's like nostalgia.
And then before everything goes to shit and, you know, you cry over your characters.
Everything goes to shit.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, it looks like we can't have nice things anymore. Goodbye.
All because of you, Star-Lord.
I don't think that's... No,
is that not accurate? No, okay.
Guardians 1's still better, though. Still,
it's
in
true.
My opinion.
No, Guardians 1 should have won this.
It's just too fast. Like, the second one was just way too quick. It's like, okay, you just, like, shove some information in my... Okay,
yeah,
stop
the second
it.
One, the second one should have been overload. The third. It should have been the third movie.
It's like, you know how, like, when animals, like, try to invade your space and stuff, like, and they, like, scoot you, like,
when
further
animals
off.
Go wrong?
Yeah, like, when they, like, start scooting you away, like, you know, further and further away from the original spot, and you're just like, what the F? Like, that's how I felt when I was watching Guardians 2.
It just was too
I
rushed.
Felt like...
The first Guardian should have won this contest.
I felt like, you know, when finally your bladder is at the point of bursting, and you have to walk out of the movie theater... To go pee,
mm-hmm.
and when you come back, you're like, okay, clearly I picked the wrong time because I missed an important plot point, and the rest of the movie
It's tough to gauge that.
But I never left the room. That's what I felt like when I watched Guardians. Is I felt like I missed something during my pee break, but I never took a pee break, so what the fuck?
It leaves you wondering.
And, I mean, the only thing that's worse is... it was that Crimes of Grindelwald thing that was like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, I did. I mean, that is on like permanent repeat
agree,
on
though.
HBO right now. So I watched it.
Nobody cares, JK.
Wait, what do you mean like permanent? Like it's just constantly playing over
and
over.
Yeah, it seems
and
like
over
every
again.
Time I turn on freaking TV and I'm going through the guide.
Uh-huh.
They're Crimes of Grindelwald.
Grindelwald.
Grindelwald. Crimes of JK.
That's right.
Crimes of JK.
I'm out of lives.
Crimes against JK.
I'm like curious.
She is the offender, man.
I mean, granted, I did like the first Fantastic Beasts over the second one.
Yeah,
just because like the first one was about finding his beast.
You know what I liked about the first one? I thought it was a standalone movie.
I did too. Because
well,
it could have ended perfectly, just like, okay,
yeah, and we were like,
boom,
cool,
neat scamanders,
and they're like, no, he's on a journey to bring down the evil conspiracy. Why is everything an evil conspiracy with you wizards?
Why can't they just throw the guy into Azkaban? Wait, no, he was in the U.S. They were about to.
Azkaban,
never mind. I was like, why didn't they just throw him to Azkaban?
In the U.S., they just kill you. They throw you in a tub of water.
No, but
chair.
Like, no, but remember the very beginning
that's
of Grindelwald.
Omens.
That's good omens.
That's good omens. You're getting your canons mixed.
Because remember, like in the beginning of the movie, he was like, you know, he was confined because he was waiting to be prosecuted.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They could have just thrown into Azkaban, but you know what? Whatever.
Why does everything have to be this epic conspiracy? Bring down the dark forces. I mean, that was great in the 90s and the aughts. And it worked for Harry Potter because that was the thing about Harry Potter. But why, like, and you're going to explore more of that world. And most Potterheads were like, yeah, we want more world, but different story. And this is the same story with different characters. And it's doing the same thing that Star Wars is doing, which is undoing the canon that we liked. And now we're just like,
Have you noticed that they don't really like to use a lot of spells either? I mean, granted,
yeah, there's five spells.
Yeah, granted, even though I would definitely exploit the crap out of Accio, they just use like Expelliarmus. And you're like, Expelliarmus isn't even that, like, it's not even that fancy. No. You just wand them. Like, what the hell? Like,
lame.
Yeah, we were like trying to, like, I remember when I was watching it with some friends because my friend loves Harry Potter but has not seen the Fantastic Beasts movies. We were, one of our other friends was.
I miss being that person.
Wait, what?
I miss being that person.
Oh, not the type of person who has not seen the movies?
Yeah, yeah. No, the one who still loves it and hasn't seen the Fantastics movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got a little time to wait before the third one lands.
Oh, so. They have a long time to wait before I go see that. I'm done.
I just love Eddie Redmayne and Ezra Miller as people. They're just too adorable for this world.
No, Ezra Miller, I like Ezra Miller. He's a little odd as Flash.
Dude, his jaw, though, his jawline can cut freaking diamonds.
He's not like the dude
from...
I don't like
strong jaws.
I kind of dig it.
I don't like it. They freak me out. They look like mannequin heads to me.
Oh, God. Mannequin heads?
Yeah. Like that stereotypical chiseled jaw. Oh, that, like, it's like, oh, he's got such a strong jaw. I'm like... He's made of plastic. Don't trust it.
This weekend.
This is some Doctor Who shit, I swear.
Yeah, they're the Autons. Speaking of strong jaw lines, this weekend we got to meet Eugene...
Brave Rock.
Thank you. You don't want to know what I was going to put in front of him.
I know what you were going to... You can't get anyone's name right.
Eugene...
It's the weirdest shtick you have.
So we meet Eugene Brave Rock. Who
he's
in Wonder Woman.
He's in Wonder Woman. He's the chief.
Okay.
And he's badass. He's actually a very, very cool guy.
He's funny.
He had some great stories as far as what he did for being a stuntman, because that's where he came up. And I wanted to ask him, like, so have you thought about, like, going and being in John Wick? That's the one question I didn't really ask him that I wanted to.
That's very specific.
Well, I think as a person, and knowing the John Wick world, because the guy that has created the John Wick world was originally a stuntman.
Cool.
I just imagine you just like driving home and you're just like, shit, I forgot to ask him the question.
I did. I was thinking about it and I was like, God damn it, I wanted to ask him that.
It's like whenever
ridiculous.
Like,
Smurf doesn't drive.
He's just like right next to you, just holding like one of those toy cart wheels and something like you give kids.
It's like the opening of The Simpsons.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You're Maggie.
And, like, oh Maggie, my god.
Just dang it, and you're just like, you're not even trying.
God damn it.
I just imagine that you're Maggie now.
Okay, that's now how everyone must picture Smurf in the car.
Yeah, just like the squeaky horns, just like squeaky.
he goes with his race car bed. I don't know, but now
I have a big boy bed. Shut up.
Whatever, man.
Are you sure? Is it not? Is it?
We're just changing things in my mental.
Is your house slash room kind of like the nerdy friend from 17 again?
No.
Do you?
Wow, that's I've seen it, but only the once. So
yeah, like where like he had like that race car bed, and he's like all these like collectibles around his house and stuff.
No.
Are you sure that's not what his room looks like?
I don't know what his room looks like. But no, I'm not sure. Are you drinking all the wine?
You should probably stop.
You should probably, like...
There's left.
Is it because I mentioned that nerd guy's room from 17 again?
Yes, I needed a drink.
You're just like, and I'm insulted.
I needed wine. God damn it. No, the collectibles have their own room. There's only, like,
Okay, you keep saying that.
Key pieces.
But you need to understand, that doesn't make you sound better.
It really doesn't, because you have rooms dedicated to it.
It actually makes it worse.
Well, okay, so there's some things that are out that I would consider artful.
Okay. Go on.
No, but there are other, stop there.
There, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. There are pieces that I'm like, okay, that is... It goes across all genres.
So we were at Indigenous Pop X this weekend, and we got to meet all the cool celebrities, and that's what we were doing. That was the story you were telling.
That was the story, and I really wish I could have... I should have asked him about...
We got to meet the voice of Pocahontas. John Wick.
Ooh!
And she was cool.
Okay, it's the first time I've ever been in a room of people who like that movie.
That was a little weird.
And I understand. I understand because... And I agree that, yes, that movie is...
Severely inaccurate?
Well, it was the first of its kind from Disney where the princess isn't white.
Mm-hmm.
And blonde...
I think that's why me and my sisters liked it as kids, was because of the fact that it was not a European princess.
Right. So, and it really is it's the first time we ever get characters in positive roles that from Disney that are not white.
And it was also before Mulan too, because
it was way before Mulan.
It was way before Mulan, so like, you know.
Yeah, so it was the first one. So I get that, and that's a stepping stone, but oh man, what a slippery, crazy, like, watch that first step kind of moment. But yeah, so I'm in a room and the one guy tells me, he's all like, yeah, the voice of Pocahontas is downstairs, and I was all like, oh, that movie. And he's all like, I love that movie. And I was like, I don't know how to go with this.
I don't know either. I mean,
and I wasn't sure of what kind of questions to really ask her, because I was just like, you know, the movie overall was good, but not bad. I think that was like Disney's at the time, like the first setback that they had as far as box office was concerned. You had Mel Gibson. Wasn't he the voice of...
I know. It's like, why didn't you just listen when the people told you? If you would like to represent Indigenous people properly, like, maybe you should do a... No? Okay. Well, there you go. Look, nobody likes it. But yeah, they were all talking about how, back in the 90s, they're getting their shot and they weren't allowed to say anything. They just had to, Eugene Brave Rock made the comment of he was challenging, some scripts and some directors, saying like, we don't braid our hair that way. We wouldn't paint our, that's not something that's actually what we would do. And they'd come at him going, you know, there's 50 other Indians who would play this role and keep their mouth shut, so what are you going to do? And now he's saying, he's all like, now they listen to me.
Yeah.
And they actually...
And that's quite empowering.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good. So, yay, progress. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's only taken 250 years.
84,000 years.
And, and you can see the pride that he presents himself with. He has a certain... He carries himself very, very well, very confidently, and he's a very easy guy to talk to. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was. We sat just...
It's true. I tripped over him a couple times.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know who the celebrities are. That's my claim to fame. I never know. I don't know who you people are. And I just treat you all the same.
You had him cracking up. You had him in stitches quite a few times, because I don't think he knew how to take you.
I'm hilarious. In case you didn't know, I'm a delight.
You are a delight.
You are a true treat to be around.
You are a national treasure.
I can't remember the woman's name, and if I was really clever, I'd look it up for Stigma. I'll put it on the... I'll send you the link, and you can tag it later, but... The one author who wrote a graphic series called Super Indian.
Oh yes, she did a reading up there with Alan. Yeah,
she shared some unreleased from her next issue, and she did all the voices.
Hmm.
It was hilarious.
The voices made it.
It was wonderful. Like it. She was like a one woman radio show up mm-hmm. there. It was wonderful.
So we're sitting there listening, and as we're listening to the reading and everything, I looked at Red, and I'm like, I wonder if she does the voices while she's writing this up. And then, sure enough, she answered the question in her dissertation afterwards. She's like,
yeah, this is what goes on in my head.
Yeah, this is what goes on in my head.
All right, fair enough.
We're like, oh, excellent. And I could just see that actually manifesting right there while she's writing. So it was actually really good. And Alan Brooks was there. He was talking about his Burning Metronome series, which...
Yeah. Alan's around.
Alan's around.
No, Alan's around everywhere. He's always around. We love Alan. But, you know, we all seen Alan. I mean, there was some really cool stuff. The fan art was incredible, where they'd combined traditional patterns with like Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of artists that were just that some seamless stuff that you had to like double take, and it was
the guy with the shoes. He repurposes a lot of like materials. The soles are old tires.
Oh, they had.
I mean, his work was awesome.
That sounds really cool.
No,
actually,
the shoes were. You have no idea how cool the shoes were. Like, you think that sounds cool, but you don't even know.
Recycled?
So he, they repurposed.
Repurposed. That's what it was.
Materials, but the shoe design is based on the traditional moccasin style, but they wear like sneakers, and they had like comic book, cloth repurposed into the pattern.
Okay.
So it was
really, and all made by hand.
Yeah,
all
everything's handmade.
Is it links, please?
We got a link. We'll throw it up.
His stuff was like, they didn't have anything in Massaz.
Yeah, and I got like a 10 and a half, so I'm looking at everything going, well, fuck.
Dude, I don't want to talk about how small my feet are. I'm like 5 and
you
a half.
Might have well, actually so, found so that, something that was in your
the
problem size. Is
the shoes that I was looking at,
uh-huh.
They had them. They only had two left when we were there,
uh-huh.
And one was too big, and the other was too small. and I felt like the worst stepsister at the party.
Oh,
like,
with the leftover.
Oh, God.
No, sure. Like, I mean, like, I wear like 5 and a half, like, so I'm basically, I have to wear like kid shoes,
yeah,
because
you,
my feet are really tiny.
You wear the same size as me.
Yeah, that explains why we because I mean, like, I thought it was like a 6 or something, because I'm like, I am the women's, I do wear the women's shoes. I'm like, it's too big for my foot. So this sucks. So I'm not fully a woman's. I'm just a child.
So Indigenous Con will be back next year.
Yeah, and
yay.
Better advertising, because there was not nearly enough people. It was way too...
I think there was a lot. I mean, there was so much going on this last weekend.
Well, okay. But y'all were wrong if you weren't there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then, of course,
we... It was way too fun. They had music and dancing and a fashion show that was... Like,
the fashion show was awesome.
You wouldn't even believe, like, all you nerds out there are just sitting there going, I don't do that. And I'm here to tell you, bitch, sit down and try something, because
it was a very good time.
It was really...
That sounds like fun, actually.
It was really
the fashion
fun.
Show was really impressive. I mean, it wasn't like...
We weren't expecting it. I didn't know they were going to do it. And
not
then,
the caliber that what we saw.
There was a drag show. I mean, there was a lot going on, and it was one of the best conventions I've ever been to. Because it wasn't just, oh, we walked around the tables.
No, there was a lot of interaction. There was a
lot of personality. Yeah, I get bored of conventions, really.
Right, because, you know, you go and you see the stuff,
well,
and then
so,
you and then, you, and
so
then you're done.
Yeah, pretty much.
Repetitive.
This was...
Oh, yeah. If I were to...
This was not idea. This. There was things to do, and there were things to see, and there was live music, there was great food. And they
who was that taco truck? Oh my god!
Yeah, you had no idea about the tacos.
No,
Smurf had never had Indian tacos. And
please explain this, because that sounds delicious.
So you, I don't really see it a whole lot. It's actually the basis of my complaint when I come when I'm in Denver and people are like, let's go for Mexican food. And I go, you can't get Mexican food in Colorado. Colorado sucks. And people go, no, this is good Tex-Mex. And I was all like, first of all, there's no such thing.
No such thing as good Tex-Mex.
It's Tex-Mex and therefore prison food.
It's like whenever someone's like, hey, do you want some New York pizza? I'm like, are we going to New York? It's not going to taste the same if we are in New York.
Pizza, you're like, no.
This is not like Chicago's, actually.
This is not pizza. This is a casserole.
This is a casserole.
This is incorrect.
Is this a quiche? Please.
Every time you say that, I think of that Jon Stewart where he's talking about, you know, the pizza.
That's the only time you ever hear him.
Oh, my God.
Him go full on New York is when he's talking about pizza. But instead of what you think of as a tortilla,
uh-huh.
like for like a Mexican tortilla,
right.
they do a fry bread.
Ooh.
which is amazing. I haven't had fry bread in years. And I saw that the food truck was there, and I was like, oh, man, we're getting fry bread. And Smurf's like, I'll just do it on rice. And I was like, well, you're wrong.
I can imagine you just grabbing him by the shirt and be like, no, no, you will not.
We should have just gotten one and split it, because this thing was huge.
Well, it was all your daily calories and protein in one.
Oh, my God, yes.
One?
And it was bison meat.
Yeah, we got bison.
Ooh.
And it was, oh, my God, it was tasty.
You guys are making me hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do this to me. I'm sensitive.
Use a snack.
So yeah, there's not the, you don't get the cheddar cheese. You get fry bread instead of tortilla,
mm-hmm.
and you get bison instead of chicken.
Shredded chicken.
Okay, what? if there's an option for odd, like
not farmed meat.
Yeah, like it's not beef or chicken or pork and stuff like that, I'm all for it.
Yeah,
that's why I like Biker Jim's hot dogs. It's because of the fact that it's always fucking weird.
Yeah, and it was a surprise. It was fun. The flavor on the fried meat or on bread was
fry
great.
Bread.
I was like, oh, like I was. It was like a sopapilla times 10. It was so nice. Good.
It's a similar batter to sopapilla,
but elevated.
I don't know if it's elevated, but it's different.
It was different.
Well, it's like comparing pasta, like tortellini to ravioli. I mean, they're all basically right. The same thing, but they're different enough that it changes.
According to Joe, there's no difference.
I can't hear tortellini without thinking of Squidward. Squidward tortellini.
according to Joe, the Chinese don't do pasta. So
Chinese don't do pasta.
We just don't.
Nobody else does pasta.
You can't listen to Joe on everything.
No.
But anyway, so
excuse me?
Exactly.
I think I remember hearing this story.
Still correct.
And it's still it's kind of how I feel about Tex-Mex. It's that much rage of like, don't talk to me. If you think you know what you're talking about, you just don't.
You don't know.
It's just like kind of one of those things where like you can't take them seriously afterwards. You're like,
the words that
come out of your mouth, I can't take
and
it seriously.
Every time I see him on MasterChef or any of the cooking shows, that's all I see now is him being an absolute retard.
What other show is he on besides MasterChef?
I think I saw him on something else.
He's allowed
just
to be on another show?
Surprisingly.
I don't know if it's a loud thing. I just don't know what show would have him.
Yeah,
he's kind of uppity. Hard to handle.
He's a handful.
But anyway, so there was food, there was music, there was dancing, there was fashion, there was drag, there was vendors.
There was drag.
It feels like a little bit of everything for everyone.
It was.
I dig that.
It was embracing multiple cultures, multiple peoples, multiple. I mean, everyone would feel comfortable here. In fact, the music.
Well, no, terrible people would not feel comfortable.
Terrible, yeah.
If you are a terrible person,
people, they would have a problem.
Please do not buy tickets.
you're not appreciated.
Yeah, but
no one likes you, Susan.
No one likes
you're kind and your name is Susan, then we appreciate you. But still,
the one musician that we walked away with just absolutely blown away was Sage
Cornelius.
Yeah, and he was, oh my God.
We posted his videos.
Yes.
Ooh.
He is quite the skilled musician. Holy crap.
He was a hoot and a hand nanny.
Yes. He's very, very very loud, very, very loquacious. The man is a gift to musicians. And we talked to Charlie, who's there with Dink.
Yeah, Charlie from Dink.
And we're like, oh, you need to get him. And Charlie listened. He's like, oh, my God, yes. So Charlie was sold. So I'm sure we will see him return for Dink.
We'll see more of his events.
Yes.
What was that with Say it again?
Loquacious.
Loquacious. How is it that you're able to pronounce a word like that, but you still can't pronounce people's names?
He just can't remember what they are.
I can't remember what they are.
Oh, okay.
I never forget a face.
The only name he cares about is his own.
No.
Wait, so like, how long did it take for you to remember my name?
yours was not a problem.
It was one syllable.
It's interesting that some names stick with me, and other ones I'm just like, oh, fuck. I never forget a face. But names.
I mean, I've been having. I realize I have the issue of forgetting people's names and then just calling them dude or bud.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, like whenever I see customers that I see all the time, I'm just like, "Sup, bud?" Yeah. Like it's just.
Well,
they
don't wear name badges.
Yeah, I know, but still, it kind of feels bad because I'm like, oh, my coworkers know their name. I'm just like, you.
My granddad would like have this whole monologue. Where did you learn to monologue, Red? Yeah. And about how he thought that whenever you went to like a big gathering, whether or not you needed to or not, you should wear a name badge. And he had a name badge that was on his dress jacket. So whenever he went to a big thing, he always had a name badge on. So because he's all like, I can't expect people to remember my name.
Mm.
And he was all like,
"He's all like, I'm going to start this trend."
I had my Ghostbuster ID badge with me this weekend, uh-huh. So I was actually using that, which
it's not the same.
Because I always feel bad whenever I do forget someone's name after they tell me. I'm just like, shit, what's their name? I'm so sorry.
Well, and that's come up, and I've positioned friends in spaces to find names out, which I know I should know, and I
you like sick them. You're just like, go,
yeah.
What are they, your bloodhounds? Like, yeah. What's going on? Yeah.
Sacrificial lambs. Okay.
I call them scouts.
Okay. All right.
Scout the name, bitch.
Go get it. I mean, there are some people, even after years, I still remember their names. But sometimes it just kind of slips. It's okay. Speaking of slip, the new Zombieland Double Tap slipped out. And oh my God.
I mean, you should always double tap.
Always double tap. That's one of the rules.
Yeah, I mean, especially...
So freaking good looking.
Space phrasing.
Space phrasing.
Double tap.
Double tap. The trailer is awesome. Woody Harrelson just is on point, and him sitting in the chair in the Oval Office just cracks me up.
I cannot look at that man without... like, every time when I saw him in Hunger Games... Mm-hmm. I literally could not look at him. Like, every time I'm just like, Tallahassee, what are you doing here? Like, I'm surprised that like, you didn't,
just
like, yell at him.
Character in Zombieland.
Oh.
It is weird to see him in other roles.
Yeah, after...
Because even when I saw him in Solo, and he had kind of had the same hairstyle that he did in
Hunger
Games.
Dude, him as Carnage?
No.
Sorry.
I actually prefer him in drama roles. I think
you think?
I think he's made for that, and I prefer him. And like in Hunger Games is probably one of my favorite roles he's ever done.
And then I like when he was sitting on the train and he's talking to Katniss and
drinking
and just you know he hit the peak of the career and now he's you know in the twilight of it. So it's and it was weird to see.
I feel like you don't remember what that movie was about, but go on.
Well, wasn't he... Well, in the books,
Just finish your thought.
But when I think of Woody, I think of Woody from Cheers.
I know. You think we all think of Woody from Cheers.
Well, I don't think that's true anymore.
I thought of Woody from Toy Story. I'm sorry.
Exactly. There it is.
I'm a wee bab. Please ignore me.
Because the years have gone on. And it was kind of funny. We had a conversation the other day about older Cheers. Actually, it was when we were in L.A. We had the TV on, and it was a repeat of Cheers. And Coach, the guy
who played Coach.
Yeah, the guy. He was the coach for the Sox when Sam Malone was on there, and he hired him as a bartender. Well, in real life, the guy that played Coach in like the end of season two, season three, he passed away.
Aww.
So that's how they brought Woody in. Woody Harrelson to play Woody.
Didn't know that.
Yes. So the actor actually really passed away, so they had to overcome it somehow. So we were sitting there debating about what happened to Coach until I'm like, no, he passed away.
He passed away?
He passed away.
You said bast.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I need to drink something. So he passed away, but that's all I ever see. And I think it's funny because there are certain shows and certain movies kind of fading to the background that aren't as known anymore or as quoted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Woody and Cheers is one of them because he's done so much work and other things now that people identify him much closer to other works.
Yeah, but he didn't get typecast.
He did not. That is true.
And that's the thing is he didn't just, it's not that we, you know, younger generations have never seen Cheers or ever seen him in Cheers or know that he was even there. It's so much as he moved so far past that it's like
a forgotten role.
Remember that Liam Neeson's first film role was Crawl,
yeah.
And he was the funny guy.
He was, and it's hard to see him in that role.
Is that's such kinda, a weird thing to yeah. think about. Right,
that's kind of what Woody Harrelson has done for himself.
Well, and then when he did Natural Born Killers, which is
yeah.
relatively soon after the end of Cheers, and he's just freaking nuts. And then you got Robert Downey Jr. in there. As you know, the news reporter and you know, complete you know, opposite of what Tony Stark is. I mean, it's role reversal. It's kind of it's fun to see.
Oh my god, it's Robert Downey Jr.
I can't unhear that meme. So we were talking about Goblet of Fire, and you know how Dumbledore's supposed to say it calmly.
Yeah,
I mixed up the oh my god is Robert Downey Jr. and the
Harry, did you put your name in the goblet?
Yeah, because I just imagined him just being like, Harry, did you put your name in the goblet? Harry, just really dumb like that. I can't. I screw that up for me. I'm sorry.
I'm okay with that.
Just, Harry, did you put your name in the goblet of fire?
That's actually one of the reasons I didn't really care for the movies is there was so much stuff that it was like it was done calmly in the book.
Yeah.
And then it was done.
It was so intense. And you're like, whoa, what
the
hell?
So over the top because not only, you know, is Dumbledore confronting him, but he's got like the whole freaking crew.
Staff,
the whole staff.
Oh, no, all of China knows I'm part of this freaking yeah. competition. Thanks, Dumbledore.
Appreciate that, asshole. Way to go. So Zombieland 2 Double Tap looks it looks great. I am so excited to see this in October. I can't wait to see another trailer, and it looks like it's just it's making fun of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's characters in there that look like the characters from the first film, and Luke Wilson, yes, Luke Wilson is one of the characters, and he's like the mirror image to Woody's character from the first season.
I didn't think
their first
Luke Wilson
movie.
Was still acting.
I know, I didn't think so either. But I think are you thinking of Owen, his blonde brother?
No, I'm thinking of Luke Wilson
okay,
from
yes.
Legally Blonde.
Yes, so Luke Wilson shows up and he's kind of like Tallahassee.
Owen Wilson is the one who won't stop.
Yes, and he does that.
I don't care for either of them, honestly.
So he's still acting, and it looks like there's some interesting. I can hardly wait. Just looks like a great movie.
Your face looks like a great movie.
It is.
It's a horror movie.
It's framed perfectly.
Stop.
I'm uncomfortable.
You need Jesus and some milk.
Wow, that's very specific.
Why the milk?
it was an old vine.
You don't want to know.
Okay.
It was an old vine. I can't remember what exactly the circumstance was, but all you hear the woman say is, he needs some milk.
No, I just need wine.
Bye.
Also, while we were away this week, The Boys premiered on Amazon Prime.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
I've watched all 8 episodes.
Of course you would, you binge watcher.
Holy fuck. It's very interesting. It's very dark. Very odd in some places.
I'm excited.
They've taken some liberties from the comic. There's
good.
Things that they have stepped away from that they did in the comic, which how they do it is actually really good for the story. I'm kind of impressed with what they've done. But holy shit. I mean, it is it is fucked up, and I loved every minute of it.
How do you really feel?
I can't wait for season 2.
Oh, goodness.
And you know what? Carl Urban... the best butcher ever.
All right.
Ever.
He gets the meat so nice and lean.
It's just lean.
It's all nice and tender.
We have the meat.
The tomatoes are so perky.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan actually had to stop and compliment Carl Urban on his role as the butcher. And I'm just like, yeah, see, that's how you're supposed to play a bad guy. Well, conflicted.
Yeah, learn Jared Leto.
Poor Jared Leto. He's such a... He's too nice to be a villain.
He's a meme. Like, literally.
He is.
He's a dick.
Is he?
Anyway.
Well, he's... I think he's too nice to be Mysterio.
Wait, Jared Leto?
Oh, no, wait. I'm thinking...
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Gyllenhaal. You're thinking Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto makes sense. He's the Joker.
Yeah. I need to tell you something.
Yeah, sometimes I forget names.
Your ability to remember celebrities... names, much less who played what, you probably shouldn't go into media.
75%. 80.
I'm like, wait, who the fuck are you talking about?
Jared Leto. I don't like Jared Leto.
I don't like Jared Leto. That's why I was joking about the fact that...
I like Jared Leto's Joker.
Do you?
I really don't. I think I'm the only one. I liked the movie did not support what was going on, but...
No.
But I liked his Joker.
Well, we'll find out because the new DC film Birds of Prey...
Oh, for crying out loud.
...which is going to have Harley in it, and it's Robbie Margot from Suicide Squad.
She's actually not terrible.
She is not terrible. I know she's in the new film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which we will have that review up this week to let you know what we thought of in the meat and potatoes... portion of the movie reviews.
Whoa, potatoes.
Meat and potatoes.
That makes me hungry.
Yeah, I know. I could do like a baked potato right now. Mm. But with the Birds of Prey film, we haven't talked much about because there's just been some leaking. Margot Robbie, of course, being Harley. But Isla J. Bosco was named as Batgirl, and I have a feeling they're going to do the Batgirl from the early 2000s that only lasted for about 6 years?
Only six years,
you know. No big deal.
The problem is her character at the end of this just kind of disappears. DC has not used her. She's the Batgirl, and she's mute, and she doesn't know how to talk, and she's been a trained assassin, and she can read people's body language. And
Cassie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cassie.
Whatever makes them happy,
Cassandra Cain.
Kind of just weird that, like, she just disappears, though. It's like, okay, well, deuces. Bye, everyone. You all suck.
I mean, you see her show up again later as part of...
To be fair,
of...
I've been at that party.
Wait, did you... Do you
she's
think...
Parts of the league... She's part of the League of Assassins later.
Okay, but, like, did they pull, like... What the creator did for Dragon, like in Dragon Ball Z, where he forgot one of the characters.
I think so.
Launch.
I think they just
kind
of I think they just kind of spaced her.
Crap.
Oops.
Well, we're too far in, and you know it's kind of weird now that because I forgot that she exists. Well, whoopsies.
Uh huh. It's like you know Star Wars, 3 TIE fighters suddenly become 2. What happened to the 3rd one? I don't know. Just disappeared.
Just
gone.
We ran out of funding, Susan.
Damn it, Susan. I actually like this choice for Batgirl for Birds of Prey. This actually makes sense to me, and I'm excited to see this Batgirl
instead
of the Barbara Gordon one.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Because, I mean, I feel like Cassie, like Cassandra Cain, Cain. Like, she doesn't really get...
Cain with a C, not a K, which is Batwoman, because it's very...
Yeah, well, they're spelled differently, because... Cassandra Cain is K-A-I-N, like, biblically.
Yes.
And then Batwoman is K-A-N-E.
No, you have
it's
it
not,
reversed.
Wait, what?
No, the Asian is...
My brain!
Is it not? Okay, I want to... Where's my phone? Hello? Oh, it's underneath my sticker things.
Cassandra Cain, C-A-I-N.
See,
for the Asian...
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yes,
did
I'm sorry. I thought you said K, because Cain
no, no, no. C,
is
C,
for...
No, C-A-I-N for
yes.
Cassie.
Yes.
Cassandra Cain.
And then Cain for Batwoman is K-A-N-E.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry.
You flip-flopped.
Did I flip-flop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shit. I'm sorry.
It's confusing.
No, because I meant, like, it was funny, because, like, as I was saying that, like, the image of, like, each, like, bat, like... Batgirl and Batwoman was like in my mind, mm-hmm. and then I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
Well, and it's confusing because if you just kind of glance at it, you're like, well, wait a second, isn't Batwoman older, and now we have Batgirl, and no, they're entirely two different characters, and I don't know.
It is so confusing.
It is, and I think it's so close in names that I'm worried that the fans aren't going to understand
the difference between them.
Yeah.
Your fans are stupid.
There's a certain level of gatekeeping, I think, involved.
Yeah,
but
someone's going to gatekeep me. Like, I swear to God, if someone does, I'm coming at them like a freaking spider monkey.
Actually, this is where it happened. And no.
It's go like, to hell!
It's like, hey, eat a dick.
But I think this character...
I have a bag of them. Do you want it?
Here's a warm bola. Anyway, I think that
this... It's a
this,
weird thing to carry around.
Oh, you know, it's like gummy bags of dick?
Yeah, but why? Gummy bears are so much cheaper.
Yeah, but it's not really threatening when you say eat a bag of gummy bears.
Okay, you don't know how
you
I
don't
say
know.
It.
Yeah,
I studied so hard.
Song delivery.
Not threatening at all. It's like, hey,
I'm
are
just
you threatening that person?
No, it's cost efficient.
I mean, I suppose so.
These are gummy bears, not dicks. You eat them.
And obviously, they have not seen Goosebumps. The killer
all
gummy
the
bears.
All the killer gummy bears.
Yeah. I'm so happy because I'm a gummy bear. Gummy bear.
Wow. What?
Do you not remember that from Adult Swim?
I do.
Oh, vaguely.
It's a robot chicken. Yeah, it was the one that gets its leg stuck in a bear trap. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm with
yeah,
you.
Don't look at me weird.
Too late.
Don't at me, nerd.
I'll freaking come at you.
So I'm excited for this Batgirl. This is one that everyone has been kind of like, what happened? I don't like Barbara Gordon's Batgirl.
I feel
really
like it's
that
so overdone.
Much.
I feel like it's more fun when you have like, you use a different one.
Well,
have.
And there's ones to choose from at least because I mean we even still you know we have the Barbara Gordon depending upon where in her storyline we're getting because you know Joker sooner or later is going to paralyze her. They're actually even putting a new Oracle into the Batman mythos right now in the comic mm-hmm. books. So
I was thinking that we would have an interesting character. And it would be fun, but whatever. It's just so not DC style.
It's
I know.
So not DC style. But you know what? Actually, this Batgirl is pretty cool, and I'm curious to see how this unfolds for Birds of Prey. It's like the only uplifting news that I've seen so far.
I'm actually quite curious.
For the film.
You've piqued my curiosity. Don't fuck this up.
Don't mess it up.
I will come at you.
Do it, man. Also, in television news, Lucifer, which we know got renewed for its fifth and final season.
The cat from Cinderella.
Yeah.
Yes. That's Lucifer has also had an additional six episodes. It is...
Goob.
No, Tom Ellis. Is Lucifer.
Okay.
And he's... you know what? I love this guy. He's actually really freaking hilarious. And he was also in that new comedy where she keeps going through, like, the same day over and over again. The love story. The blonde chick from...
I was thinking the Happy Death Day when you said that.
I have no idea.
I'm so sorry.
You wanted to see it. It was the one comedy. She was in that one singing film. She's blonde. She keeps falling asleep anytime it's going to go past a PG-13 rating.
Oh, yeah.
He's in that film. He's her doctor.
That's not what you described, but cool. yes, that is a film that exists, and
it exists.
I did want to see it.
You did want to see it,
but not the one you just described.
I never
Makes
saw
sense.
It. I saw the trailer.
That's all I hey, saw. I don't think you should go into media. Just,
okay, I won't.
I mean,
Tom Ellis, who is Lucifer in the TV show. They renew the season for the final for five, and now they've got an extra six episodes, which
extra?
Is helpful. Dexter?
No, I said use it extra.
Extra?
Yeah, extra.
Yes, extra. Extra episodes.
Don't make fun of his accent.
I'm sorry.
He's sensitive.
Yes. Which, you know what,
I
think
curious.
Helps in the storytelling.
No!
I know you don't care for the show much.
What? No, I'm just tune blasting.
I know you don't care for the show because you don't like the police aspect of it.
What show?
The devil. Lucifer.
Oh, I just think it's stupid.
She's like, oh, I don't care about that. I just think it's dumb.
I do. I just don't. I don't like the romanticizing devil character. Like, if you have a character that represents evil incarnate, you don't turn him into a romantic do-gooder. He's evil incarnate, or he's not evil incarnate. Then he's not the devil. Then he's just. I mean, it's one thing to do it with like a demon, a rogue demon, like they do in Good Omens, and David Tennant's character is very likable, even though he's evil incarnate.
Uh-huh.
But that's actually part of the philosophical debate. Whereas with Lucifer, it's like, no, I'm the devil. I am an all power, source of all evil, against all things God and good and etc. Because that's the theology we've chosen to use in this story. As first we acknowledge these things are true, and then we acknowledge that I'm going to fight crime. No,
like what the fuck?
I mean, for me, that's like saying that's like taking the worst human being alive. I'm not going to say Cheeto Man's name, but Cheeto Man, and then telling me that he's actually a good guy and he fights crime and he saves all the little children. No, he's evil incarnate. Or he's just a rogue do-gooder. So I'm turned off by that whole premise in itself. I think it's stupid. I think it's terrible. And you're never gonna get me on board. So no, I'm never gonna be on board with Lucifer.
No, I know.
Sorry, took it to a dark, real place, guys.
Took it.
I mean,
somewhere fair. Place where the devil is.
Well, don't play with things that you don't understand.
Well, sometimes I get bored with like. The same demons always used. Like, there's so many different demons in so many different mythologies. Please use them.
Oh, I've got a list of books for you. You're going to be so happy.
I'm just, you know.
Judeo-Christian theology is nowhere in sight. You're going to be so happy.
Interesting.
Also no, released.
Right? It can be done.
It can be done. Also released was this week's American Horror Story 1984 storyline. And this looks amazing.
This looks like a way to get more data mining out of us and for us to willingly go along with it.
So, American Horror Story, which I haven't watched in years.
Now he's just ignoring me. I like it.
Seen it.
Years.
I can't remember the last one. I think I stopped somewhere in the middle of Freak Show?
I think I got as far as Lady Gaga.
Oh, that Hotel?
Was the Hotel. No, there's been,
and I didn't even finish that season.
There's been a new one every year.
There is,
but like I think I like the one that I've all the last one that I remember watching all the way through was Coven.
Coven was like wasn't bad.
No, because there's Asylum. It was American Horror Story. Then
Coven's like fourth or fifth, I think.
No, I thought it was third. I'm pretty sure it's third because Asylum was second.
Yes,
and
that one was messed up.
Yeah, and then Coven came out after. I will freaking
Zachary Quinto was still.
You're coming at me, and I'm gonna prove you wrong.
No, no, that's fine.
I don't think he's coming at you, but I do think you're right.
Because we're on season 9 now of Jesus American Christ. Horror Story.
I think Coven was the because I think she's right because Coven was the season I realized I have no idea what this show is supposed to be and I don't care.
I like the premise and how American Horror Story started. Every season was a different horror story.
It was based off of real people as well.
Yeah, and there were the same actors, but of course as time has moved on, we have lost actors that just gotten tired and don't want to do it.
It's Murder House, Asylum, Coven, Freak Show, Hotel,
Roanoke?
Yes, that one. Cult and Apocalypse.
Okay, it's your turn to be made fun of. Did you say cults, like baby horses?
No, cult.
You said cults, as in like baby horses.
Oh, sorry, cult. Sorry.
I'm sorry, we have...
Cults?
We make fun of Smurfs mispronunciation.
Oh, no.
Fair is fair.
Yeah, no, I know.
So,
I was ready for it.
Cult, as cult. In
yeah.
cults.
Yeah, okay. Like a cult. But
so what, where,
part of the word.
Where is Coven in that?
Coven is the third one.
Third one?
Okay. Yeah, Murder House, Asylum, Coven.
He wasn't listening. It's fine.
So Coven happened before Asylum?
Yeah, no.
After Asylum.
Asylum
Murder
is number
House,
two.
Asylum, Coven.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you
flipped and then...
Okay.
You thought I flipped you off. And then Freak Show is fourth.
I remember Freak Show.
Yeah.
So
I'll get you a bullet.
And then Hotel.
Yeah,
Hotel is fifth.
Hotel is fifth?
Yeah. When we get our video studio and start doing videos, I want a whiteboard at the ready so that whenever I need to, I can just like pull start it out.
Yeah, and then like then I'll write it down for you. So then it's like there's the visual.
I want to get like from
here's a visual
from Flash, one of those clear ones, those clear dry erase ones that they
those drive Rick crazy.
Really? Why?
Oh, he has a whole rant. Oh my god! It's one of the reasons I married him.
I love the dry. I love his dry erase boards.
I love the things he gets upset about.
So cool.
He gets so upset. He goes, "Those are so stupid!" And, like his voice starts to raise. It's amazing.
It's like,
well, they're artsy yet effective.
No,
they're not effective. I feel like it's kind of still annoying to have to see if there's no background behind it. Still, so I mean, it's kind of pointless.
Maybe. With season 9, they're doing the classic classic 80s horror trope. And you
slasher.
Ooh.
Going to Crystal Lake. They have a name for the lake that they're going to. It's not Crystal Lake. What was it? Ow.
Sorry, I was just tune blasting.
I'm trying. It's like Fox Lake or something like that. So with this, they have 9 stereotypes that are in the film or in the series, like the nice guy, dream girl, the jock, all of the stereotypes. And you're to guess and bet on which one makes it to the end of the season.
It's probably going to be the white chick.
There's 2.
Of course there is.
Of course. You know, one of them's going to die and the other one's going to survive, obviously.
Oh, wait, no. The stoner's a white chick, too. So we got the nice girl, the dream girl, and the stoner.
Okay, but let's be honest. Even if the Asian person is like, hey, we shouldn't do this, they're going to do it anyways, and then they're going to get killed, and then...
Well, it makes you wonder who goes first. Because if they follow
the trope,
the formula...
This is the token black guy.
The token black guy down in the bottom is going first. Then the jock. The nice guy will make it to
the
end.
You've been watching Tarzan!
So where is the dry erase board? I need it.
I gotta have my dry erase board with my plots and my
you know what?
Spider webs.
Next podcast, I'm bringing a small one. Just bring a small one.
Because that's kind of how the horror...
Should I get a full board for when we're here?
I really want that.
Yes.
Okay, done deal.
All right.
Wait, do we want chalk? No, chalk kind of gets everywhere. Never mind.
Not chalk. The grease.
No, I know. I just like the sound that chalk makes when you write.
I love the slickness of the dry erase board.
Mm, gotcha.
Back in my day, when dry erase boards were only things that were business people had, and schools still had to use slate and chalk. We had actual slate chalkboards. Shut up, I'm old, and my school was poor. But I was all about the dry erase board, and I was like, I want a dry erase board. I like the ones where
it was 3 of them, and it's like two in the wall, and then like the one that slides, so then you could just switch between
that's
the notes.
That's so cool.
Right.
Those ones were always my favorite. Favorites? Oh,
favorite?
God. Wow. What are
elves? Do you want something to drink over there?
They're American.
Am I drunk? I taste pennies.
But seeing this is so encouraging. This is actually going to make me want to watch American Horror Story.
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
I feel like it's like more like participating in American Horror
Story. I think it's a little bit of both.
I don't want to.
Because when, you know, like Masked Singer was around and is coming back, we totally were invested in that. And
yes,
I know
we're
going to do it again.
We were invested in that, but we weren't interacting with the network. That's just weird.
I don't think we're interacting. I think it's just more of a bet. Now, there are prizes at the end of this. If you...
Guess correctly?
Yeah. It's a stay at Universal, 2 tickets to get in, like $5,000 spending money in the park. And I mean, it's kind of impressive.
They just want to make their money back by giving you money to spend there.
Yeah, because they're figuring, yeah, we'll give you that, but you're going to go way over that. And of course, it's probably not used, you know, you can't use it on booze.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know. I'm out.
I wanted some alcohols. I'm an adult, I promise.
Well, Universal, so what is that? The Butterbeers in the Harry Potter park.
Wait, but does that count towards butterbeer, though?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I'm going to literally...
It's universal.
I'm literally going to drink myself into a coma.
A sugar coma?
Yes. It's like, what's wrong with her? She's in a coma right now.
Kick her.
Whoa! I can't wait to get our video studio so that everyone can see the look I'm giving Tao right now.
What the fuck,
the
dude?
Big eyes. Wait a second. What? I don't know. Wait, so you're saying you won't watch this? Is it just too?
No, I'm
the
not,
horror?
I haven't watched any of them. So.
Well, I don't think
I don't
you're missing anything
I
by not seeing the previous
ones.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Granted, the kind of show it is, I guess. I guess this is like the kind of the same reason I don't do comics is it's just I don't it doesn't it does it's not something I can wrap my fingers around and my brain will not follow and it's just not for me. I have nothing against it. I know lots of people who love it and they're like and they have a great time and I'm like cool.
I mean, I enjoyed the earlier seasons. I do like how they do make references towards actual people in history.
I mean, I'm having a hard time with these later seasons of Archer, man.
Yeah, like
they're saying that next season for Archer, they've already given it next season.
Hey, man, I've kept current. I know what's coming.
So he's coming out of his coma.
I know what's coming.
So
don't think I don't know.
Are they going to end it on the next
season?
They've
already alluded to what they're doing.
Yes.
And
if you're not up to date, you're not a fan.
Huh?
No, Red. Red, see, if we had the video camera, you could see your face. And then
oh, God, if we had the
video. I know.
Dude, if we had the video camera, they'd be seeing what I'm doing right now. And I don't want people to stare at me while I'm intently.
This is like either my disappointed face or I'm farting face. Like, it's hard to tell.
They get crossed.
I do
so
like this. I just want to be like this.
Speaking of Universal Horror Nights, though, they have added a new attraction for this year.
Wait, what's the theme for this year? Because I only went when it was Resident Evil because I care about Resident Evil and I don't give a shit about anything else.
This year is going to be Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm gonna.
Who's they?
Universal Studios.
Oh.
Universal does Universal Horror Nights, and they'll do, like, different...
Halloween Horror Nights. Geez.
Yeah. And it,
Halloween is always October.
Yeah, Halloween Horror Nights, correct. They have some great stuff. They had Krampus one year that I was there.
Krampus?
Campus.
Campus.
Sorry.
The Krampus house, when you went into it, they had the kitchen scene with the gingerbread man, and that's all you could smell. They're on fire, and they're running around everywhere, but all you could smell was just, like, gingerbread
just
burning.
I
kind of just
imagined, like, what if it was, like, a deity that just gives you cramps? Like, it's like, now you're cramped. It's like, excuse me?
What? So, Killer Clowns from Outer Space is this year's edition, so I don't know which one they're taking away. They've had some good ones, and it is interesting to be in there, because I was there one year for when they did the Purge style opening, and they like rip started 100 chainsaws all at once. All of them started on the one go, and they just charge the crowd that's coming in.
They need that milk.
Where's the milk?
I actually have a funny chainsaw story when it comes to like a haunted house. My sister.
There's only funny stories.
Okay,
with chainsaws.
So my sister actually she was being chased by a guy with a chainsaw, and she accidentally dropped her purse. She's like, wait. I dropped my purse, and then she's like looking, and there's like fog machine, so she can't see it, and so she's like trying to feel around for it, and the guy's just like, "Can you please hurry up?
What do I do?
Are you almost done? Like, can you please hurry this up?" And she's like, "My keys are in this purse." He's like, "Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am," and then he just walked away.
I wish he had like helped her.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, do you need help with that?" But I think it's because of the chainsaw and stuff. He's like, "I can't really."
No, no.
What if I end up losing my chainsaw into the fog?
It would have been funny if he just started hitting things on the floor with the chainsaw.
No, like if the guy with the holding the chainsaw in one hand finds her purse and hands it back to her, that's the dream, man.
here you go, ma'am.
And then they fall madly in love.
That's a villain hero I can get behind.
And then it's going to turn into like the sappy love stories where they fall in love.
We can only hope.
But he never takes off the outfit.
Oh my god!
Like
that
ever
is perfect.
It's like so happy with your brain right now.
With mine.
Yeah.
Because of the sappy love story thing. I think it'd be funny if he never takes off the outfit.
She, exactly.
He's like, well, I need a shower. She's like, no, keep it on.
Don't take it off ever.
No, it's like he's like, no, I don't take it off, and she's cool with that. And
yeah. I love you in overalls.
Wow. I don't want to be here anymore.
I'm also I'm going home. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I hope that's the end of the news, because
yeah, now I'm just uncomfortable.
This, if you're not familiar with Killer Clowns from Outer Space, this is an 80s style freaking horror film that is just way over the top. It's as bad as Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, in my opinion.
I like clowns. I'm not scared of clowns.
I'm not scared of clowns either.
I don't get people who are scared of clowns.
Oh, mine came from Tim Curry. Thank him for that.
Okay, Tim Curry's version of It is actually confirmed once and for all. I will never see clowns. It's horrifying. I thought it was boring. And
oh, I mean, I was like ridiculous. 5 when I saw it, so.
But
I was really terrified because I had no idea what was going on. I'm like, I just wanted to watch Cartoon Network, man. Like, I'm sorry.
Clowns just want to spread joy. That's all.
I do. I like clowns.
And the one that I really wanted this story for is not here tonight because he's deathly afraid of clowns.
He's like, later, bitch.
Yeah, and then ran out. That's kind of what I was like, oh, this will be fun. This will just be burning up the
now
burger.
You know why he suddenly was busy.
You know what? Maybe that is true. He saw what the news was tonight. He's like, oh no, man.
He's
I
like, man, I can't
clowns.
I can't get out of work. No, no,
oh,
man.
Sorry, dude. I have to. I got it.
There I got a go. Thing. I'll
but
see you
my
later.
My house is on fire. Oh.
You know what? And what I've seen.
<That's> funny.
What I have seen of the quality of like the walkthroughs, and they say there's a maze, and you're running from the clowns. I really want to go this year. To witness this, because the work that they put into these horror parks and the experiences are amazing. It's on the back lot, and
like,
it is great.
I'm really upset because of the fact that when I went because, one, I was visiting my sister. but we went to the Resident Evil one because that was the one I was looking forward to the most.
Right.
And throughout the entire thing, my cousin, it's like carrying a boulder with you because, like, she's so, like, she, like, overthinks it and stuff like that because, like, you know, it's jump scares, they're cheap, like, you
oh,
know
yeah.
they're just gonna do that, but like she would hold me down. I'm just like, move. I'm like trying to yank my arm away from her. I'm like, I'm trying to like enjoy it, but I'm getting pissed and I'm not scared at all, like, right. Nothing, this isn't fun to me anymore.
I did that the last time I went to the 13th floor. I was with a buddy, and I was doing fine because I knew the jump scares were coming, and I kept telling myself, like, you know, it's fine, There's no reason to panic. This is all in good fun. You paid to be here.
You did pay for this.
And so, but there was one, and it wasn't the chainsaw guy. The chainsaw guys don't bother me. But there was one that actually scared the crap out of me so bad that I actually grabbed my friend, who is not a small man.
Used him as a human shield?
And I shoved him into the guy.
Jesus Christ!
I mean, there have been moments. There's the cool one that I saw, one of the last ones that I went through. The guy was on like these super, super tall stilts, and his makeup and everything, he blended with the wall in
yeah.
the background. So he's like all up in the corner, and you can't really see him until he moves. And this guy's like, just must be super agile because as far as he can come down on those stilts
yeah.
was impressive. But I saw him move, and I indicated that I saw him, and he's all like, you know, he gives me the shh, and he shakes his head like, don't say anything.
That's the stuff out of my nightmares right there.
That is the stuff out of nightmares.
Like, seriously, my nightmares, they blend into the wall, and then they shush me.
Yes.
Like, that's literally my nightmare. You know, what? Man, why are you so loud all the time? Because in my nightmares, I'm being shushed. That's what scares me.
Like,
and then,
like,
and just to watch him come down on the group in front of us was hilarious. Because this chick, kind of a similar to your situation, maybe it was you, took the person that was next to him and used them as a shield. And
so I have no flight response.
And no, I don't either.
I have no flight response. I will only fight. So if I'm startled, my body, my reflex is to attack.
And which is one of the reasons I don't do things like this, because, you know, we can't afford the lawsuits.
No. And I learned that early as well.
There was one guy who, it wasn't the one who got thrown in front of, but he wouldn't relent, and he, like, did a jump scare three times in one little room area. And on the third one, he got way too close. And it was literally... the angle of the room is what saved him from getting punched in the face.
Ooh.
The last one that I did, and I want to say it was the Amityville Horror House. The guy came up. It was at one of Hollywood Horror Nights.
Yeah.
He came up, and he got way too close, and I reacted.
Yeah.
But I had enough in me to not do anything, so I put my hand out, and I was like, oh, how you doing? And I just kind of pat him on the chest. Like he's a dog. I'm like, how you doing? Okay. I gotta go.
My favorite.
Thank
looking
you.
Good.
My favorite is we were...
Nice pectorals,
nice,
sir.
Nice pectorals you got there.
My favorite ever was we were in a haunted corn maze, and one of my friends was teasing his wife, and he was being kind of a dick, and like there was no real actors. We were in between actors stations. And he was like coming up behind her and tickling her and to get more screams out of her, and she was like beyond this is cute and fun and getting to the you're a dick and you're sleeping on the couch tonight kind of level, and he's too busy giggling to himself, and we're all watching this happen like, okay, well, we're not getting involved in the domestic dispute. But as this is going on, one of the actors has come up behind him.
Ah.
And he's just walking behind him. And Chris is just he's having a great time being all proud of himself. And then all of a sudden he turns around. And Chris is a very, very tall man. Like you.
Yeah, he's a big
dude. He's big and he's tall. And this actor who's, you know, average size, probably a high school kid in a, you know, rubber mask
most
kind
likely.
Of thing. Comes up and just stands perfectly shining style. Come play with us. Just stands. Doesn't make a noise.
Wait,
just
creepy
stands.
Buzzing voice
come
too?
No, but it was that level of just standing in the middle of the corn maze, just so. And Chris barely turned around, caught him out of the corner of her eye, and fell flat on his back.
Oh, my word.
He was just, hush! He was down. And it was the best revenge. See, and that's a kind of noble bad guy I can get behind.
I can get that,
yeah,
though.
Came to the woman's defense.
I can support that.
He saved her.
Yeah.
He saved her from her ridiculous husband. It was hilarious.
He just pretended. Did he turn into a possum? He pretended to be dead.
No, he might as well.
Yeah, pretty much. It was an instinct response. I mean, that's what you go for with things like that. Is
you turn into a possum.
you get your instincts kick in, and however you react, it's you can't judge anyone's reactions.
No, I know.
It's just
of all things, it just made me think of a possum where they're like, nope.
No, it's like that Geico commercial where they're like in the cookout and the kids are just sitting there. Nope. He's just playing possum. Uh-huh. And then he like jumps up and attacks the kids.
Oh, he hisses. Yeah. There he goes.
Here he goes. Told you. This story took me by surprise because I was completely unaware about it. Sectars returns as a new figure line.
He says that with a straight face.
I do say that with a straight face because I remember the original Sectars. Which
back
was back in my day. These were pretty freaking awesome toys. They did a Kickstarter at the beginning of the year to fund it, and they're doing a new 4-inch toy line. The one thing about these toys back in my day...
Back in your day.
Back in your day. Do you need your walking stick, Grandpa?
No. Just wheel me around.
Just wheel me around.
That's the
freaking dream.
The Sectars... would bond with these giant insects. So you could put your hand as far as the glove for their hands, and you would put the Sectars, the riders, on top of them, and you would fly them around, and you could, like, the glove for the bugs that they were riding.
There are some toys that are just so clever.
They were!
And then there are these.
No, this was very clever! This was amazing! I still have, like, one of my Sectars, and it's the big flying
freaking
bug.
Hoarder.
Not a hoarder. It's called collecting.
Every hoarder ever?
Now, granted, I don't have like all of the Sectars, but I still have mine. We didn't play with them much because they didn't work with a lot of the other you know, toys of the day. But this is kind of interesting. I'm curious if they're going to do the cartoon, because they actually even had a cartoon for a while on these guys.
Of course they did.
Of course.
Thanks, that's, He-Man.
That's how they sold them.
That's thanks, He-Man.
Come on. Sectars were amazing. It was a fun little toy, and they had like little bug antenna on their forehead, and it was fun.
We'll take your word for it.
I know.
I honestly cannot say, I can't comment because of the fact that of what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, you're sitting over there putting stickers on a goddamn Gundam.
Decals, fight me, nerd.
Decal, sticker.
No, I just lost it.
Yep, serves you right.
Decal stickers.
Hey, your sticker just stuck to something else.
I'm not helping. It's in her crotch. I'm not helping. Wait,
is it actually? Going for the deep dive on your crotch for a sticker.
Wait, is it actually? I can't tell.
I don't know, but I'm not helping.
I'm not looking.
Okay, well, I'm not. Well, I mean, I looked and it's not there. So now you will have a random sticker.
Now your Gundam is incomplete.
No, actually,
because it's missing a sticker.
No, actually, it comes with extra ones for that.
For exactly this ridiculous.
For this act.
Okay, do you see how thin my tweezers
are? Are we still doing phrasing?
Phrasing. Phrasing, motherfucker!
That's dirt. It might be on my shoe. I don't know.
All right. Well, as Tao digs deeply for his sticker.
Again, phrasing.
Look for the Sectar Warriors to be coming out soon. They haven't given us a date yet, but the they are up for ordering, and they've got six different figures available.
It's too tiny.
In video game news, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate will have a hero streaming today, actually, when you are listening to this.
If you're listening to this right now.
My body's ready. Becky, let me smash.
Wow.
Do you play a lot of Smash Brothers?
I mean, I played a lot of the older ones, not the newer one, but...
She's like, defying
I have played the new one, of course. I'm not really competitive with it, though.
And I agree, because I've played some, but I just... There's too many buttons and too many things, and I don't get all
so
of the...
Old.
I know. I do. And I don't want to.
You don't want to sound old?
No.
I mean, granted, I mean, a lot of my
there
friends...
There are a lot of rules to Smash Brothers.
I mean, they just... Everyone at the store just wants me to, like, get a Switch so that they can play Smash Bros. Freaking nerds.
What are you playing on your Twitch these days? Are you?
I don't have... Twitch?
Or whatever you're streaming.
I have not been streaming lately because of the fact that I don't have a working computer. I have the stream... Like, I was just like, hey, boss, can I... use like the gaming computer too. He's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, I have nothing to stream on then. I have like the streaming computer, but that's it. So I'm like, I can't really play any games if I don't have like a gaming computer too, and it's gonna lag like shit. So good luck.
Wow. The kickoff will be at 6 p.m. Tuesday and will run for about 22 minutes. Essentially just showing you what the DLC content is going to be.
I'm
and
excited.
Well, what
then
if I'm busy then?
Well, you have to wait for the DLC.
Dang it!
Or just watch somebody's YouTube channel.
No, you can watch the VOD. They always have that.
Why curse my adulthood?
What?
What? You don't call in sick to play a video game? What?
I've known way too many people who did that with Halo. I don't want to...
Yeah.
Calling you guys out.
I'm calling you out. I didn't even know that Super Smash Brothers was still a thing. I thought they had moved on.
No,
from that.
Dude, it's so good, especially because of the
you
fact
mean
that
like Mario Kart.
Yeah,
literally, how the new Smash is like is literally everyone saying, "Hey, I like this character," and they're like, "Yeah, okay, cool, we'll put that character into that game." Banjo Kazooie's going to be in it. Like,
who's
come on,
Banjo Kazooie?
You never played Banjo Kazooie?
No,
that was on Xbox. That's an old ass game.
Actually.
Yes.
No.
Shut the... I've never played Banjo-Kazooie. Yeah. I saw that there's a Charizard you can play. I was like, that's kind of cool.
That's not new. That's not a DLC character. That's just part of their main roster.
I know. And I was like, all right, Charizard.
They even included
cool.
like Persona 5 characters. They added Cloud from Final Fantasy 7. I mean, that one's an old one too, but whatever. It's just they added a bunch of a bunch of characters.
Careful, you're gonna lose another sticker.
I will just cry into the heavens.
That's talent.
Yeah, I mean the new like Smash is still going strong. So I don't know about you, but Smash is still pretty good.
All right,
I like it. It's still good.
Because that was kind of like the only thing major for video game news. I know Gears of War 5 has done another open weekend of play the game before it releases and doing some of that stuff.
If anyone wants to face my coworker who has not lost, please, please fight him. Please just do that.
Has not lost in what?
Smash.
Really?
He hasn't lost in Smash or Mortal Kombat. I refuse to play him in Tekken because this guy picks up the game in a week. So I dislike him for that reason.
He needs to be brought down.
That's right.
Yeah, he needs to be dethroned. Like,
dethroned
quickly. He also would like a challenge, too, because he wants people to play games with him, but because he keeps beating them, no one wants to play with him.
Well,
he gets
really
sad.
Get tired of it. Exactly.
Well, yeah, but he gets really sad about it, too, because he's like, I want to play somebody, but they won't. No one will play
me. No, because they're tired of getting beat up on. They're like, okay, great. I lost again.
He's that villain character from every fighting cartoon show where it's all like, a worthy opponent. It's like, fuck off.
I mean, I sort of feel like he's kind of like Saitama from One Punch Man because he's like literally the strongest person in the world and he can't find anyone who will give him a challenge and he's just really bored. He's just doing hero work. He's like, yes, finally a challenge. Fights it and like beats the thing in one punch. And I'm sad.
I'm going to go back and hang out in the prison in my slippers. And
well, I guess I'll just go back to my apartment and just eat some food and play some video games, I guess.
Yes, I am referencing a movie.
What?
Don't look at me like that.
I think there's no other way to look at you right now.
Just mouth open, mouth agape, just contemplating the meaning
just
of it.
Just like, what is wrong with you?
Well,
I mean, a lot of things, but let's not get into it, okay?
Let's not get into it.
Just talk to my therapist.
That's, no, I don't want that conversation.
I don't have a therapist.
No?
Now
no.
You know what's wrong.
Now you know. Yeah. Now you know where to start.
I just stabbed myself with the tweezers.
Good Lord.
Do you know what you need?
Help.
Magnifying glass?
That too.
Some jeweler's glasses.
Jesus and milk.
Some Jesus and milk.
Can it be chocolate?
Such the weirdest.
I'm not really a big fan of the True Moo, but I'm down for the Nestle's.
All right. Nestle's quick. Yeah, that's where it's at.
I mean,
why are you looking at
I also hated those, like those islands of powder that you get because we never knew how to do it properly.
That's the best kind. You stick your finger at the end.
No, when you drink that and you just. Just cough up some freaking...
some powder cloud. Red is really lost in this conversation.
Have you never had, like, the Nestle's quick powder?
I have not.
Yeah, that's why. That's like, why. We didn't know that you actually had to do, like... Was it like warm milk first so that it like
dissolves
yeah. And then, like, you do cold milk so that
No.
It's where you can drink it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nesquik was a bit out of the budget at my house growing up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, strawberry quick powder was like the best, and it was like the most addicting.
I don't want to talk about
it. I like how you're making that face. Are you kidding? Strawberry quick powder was the best because you could take like a spoon of it and just shovel it in. It was great.
I think I know why your siblings are taller than you.
Oh!
Who do you think? No, they did more than me. They're the ones that invented it. I'm like, okay.
They're freaking added you, man.
You're doing lines on the kitchen table.
Oh, my God.
Lines of powder strawberry quick.
Didn't people do that with pixie sticks?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, that's...
ingest it like it's supposed to. It's candy.
I've got a hard quick fix.
Oh, my God.
And on that bombshell.
And on that bombshell, we will be back next week. Be sure to be listening
Alamo
for
Draft
us.
House.
Alamo Draft House next week.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.